Wonderful musician who plays guitar and harmonica and mandolin, and I don't know what else, but I know about those instruments. And he writes wonderful songs, and he's also been a great supporter of our open mics and has on many occasions served as a guest host for the open micers, as he will do tonight. So please, a big welcome for John McLean.
John Loretz, you know you're next, right? Well, while we're waiting for the microphones to warm up, let me just say congratulations to all you brave people. It's like the voyage out here tonight was like those folks that went down to Antarctica for their little pleasure cruise and are all frozen into icebreakers that'll be there for the next 12 months. But we're here. We don't need to be rescued. We are rescued. How did you lose your right eye? Well, and you know, we have some great featured music tonight with incredible contrasts of two really great musicians with Ann and Howie. Can everybody hear the mandolin? I don't think. I'm gonna get electrified. Okay. Well, as you all know, most of you that know me, I write sad songs. I cover sad songs. Very rarely do I do anything that has, some happiness in it. But this is one of those few songs, and I thought I'd start the year off with a happy song. And this is a song I wrote about my wife. Most of it takes place before I met her. Those that knew her back then say I got it pretty right, so I listened pretty carefully before I started writing. It's called Still Waters. Well, they named that child Grace Francis, last born shy little girl. Whoa. Surrounded by words, she mostly watched and kept to her own quiet world. Alone on a pond, cold moonlit night, was one place her dreams rang out clear. Though her silvery skates whispering on ice was the only sound you could hear. We rushed through our days never seeing those who their own counsel best keep. So remember, while rivers at times rush and roam, still waters are one run most deep. Now childhood dreams get faded, and for some that's the end of the road. Grace Francis just turned to the future and took on her real life's load. You might think she chose the wrong line of work, so full of loud classrooms and all. But she loves to hear children cry out their joy. And they love to heed her soft call. We rush through our days, never seeing those who their own counsel best. So remember, while rivers at times rush and roar, still waters would run most deep. Quiet, firm and determined, do not every man's interest keep. But beneath all that fearsome beauty lies a beauty much more than skin deep. Well, she married later than most do, and the girls get their voices from John. But you know, when those two are sad at night, it's her voice they depend upon. We rush through our days, never seeing those who their own counsel best keep. So remember, while rivers at times rush and roll, still waters would run most deep. You can spend half your lifetime looking for the one who will bring your heart peace. So remember, while rivers at times rush and roll, still waters are what run most deep. Thank you very much. Woo! All right, next up we have John Loretz.